How did we get here, where 93% or more of the American adults in our population have a fundamental problem with metabolic health?
Maybe if you're backpacking in the woods, munching on a Clif Bar isn't so bad, right? But what if you're eating a Clif Bar for breakfast every morning? Regrettably, that's what I was doing over 2 years ago before I read Dr. Lustig's book, Metabolical.
The book basically explains what the word healthy means. And it's six words. Protect the liver, feed the gut.
That Clif Bar I was eating contained 15 grams of added sugar. Let's put this in perspective. The American Heart Association recommends women consume no more than 25 grams of added sugar per day. By breakfast, I had eaten almost 70% of the recommended daily amount. By omitting that single item from my diet in 2 years, I have given up 62 pounds worth of sugar, basically the weight of one German Shepherd.
It's very important to make the distinction between added sugars and natural sugars. Whole foods like fruits and vegetables contain water, fiber, and various micronutrients. In this context, the naturally occurring sugars are absolutely fine.
On the other hand, studies show that added sugars can be as damaging to the liver as alcohol, even if you're not overweight. In her recent book, Good Energy, Dr. Casey Means effectively argues that excess sugar is a major contributor to metabolic dysfunction, which can lead to a variety of illnesses.
It can look like anything from polycystic ovarian syndrome, the leading cause of female infertility, to erectile dysfunction, fatty liver disease, stroke, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, depression, anxiety, migraine, fibromyalgia.
One of the biggest things that I think people noticed on the nutrition facts label is the addition of added sugars.
The FDA food label reveals added sugars, like the 4 grams in a single tablespoon of ketchup or the 28 grams in an iced matcha tea latte. Knowing what you're consuming helps you to make better choices for your metabolic health.